Et elle était virginienne. I've got several recommendations. Know what God wants for you. Ask Him. Beg Him. Avoid unnecessary exposure to secular things so as not to be lured by these secular things. Thus, watch what you read in papers, in magazines. Watch what you listen to over the radio, or watch on television. Watch what you hear in conversation with others. Watch your eyes and your ears. Remember, I give you, I'm sure, the iron law of our destiny. Remember? Every sense experience tends to become a thought. Did we give you that? Every thought tends to become a desire. Every desire tends to become an action. Every action tends to become a habit. Every habit forms a character. And our character determines our destiny. It begins here, and here, and here. It is not a clever scholastic phrase. Nihil in intellectu, nisi prius in sensu. Nothing is in the mind or the intellect that have first been in the senses. Watch your senses. And the world, and I mean my words, the world is hell-bent on seducing us through the senses. All of this needs to be said if we are going to hunger and thirst for what is right. But the mortification to give it a name that we'll have to practice to make sure that our minds have the thoughts that should be there, because as I've said before, there's no such thing as a sterile thought. Does not exist. Every thought tends to become a desire. And if I'm going to follow Christ's teaching and be satisfied already in this life, thoroughly happy, I must make sure that the channel by which my mind feeds the will with the desires, that I am, what word shall I use? Careful, prudent, wise, courageous. Learn the difference between seeing and looking. Know the difference between hearing and listening, so that you will then have a will whose desires are for what is right. And then Christ's own promise, we should experience a prelude to heaven already on earth. We then shall be satisfied. Lord Jesus, you not only taught us, you live the Beatitudes, but we know you've got no illusion. We cannot practice the mastery that we need to live according to your will without the constant help of your grace. Open the eyes of our souls to know your will and strengthen our weak, flabby wills to desire what you want. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.